Hello, everyone. Welcome to Cody's Car Conundrum. I'm your host, Cody Wagner. No duh, right? Here we discuss everything from car news, culture, movies, stories, games, interviews, events, and so much more. Without further delay, on with the show. Hey, everyone. Welcome to this week's weekly news roundup. Let's get into some of the news. 2024 Chevrolet crossover coupe, kind of like a BMW X5 coupe. I know that doesn't exist, but that's pretty much what it... That seems to be the size of this SUV. Spied in America and appears undisguised in China. Named the Chevrolet Seeker. It's seeking for good design. No, I'm joking. Named Chevrolet Seeker in China, the compact model is larger than the Tracker, but smaller than the Blazer. Interesting. Cummings Egg takes the Yesco snow drifting in special Easter-themed video. Watch a bare carbon Yesco test car dance across a snow-covered track. 2023 VW Terramont X is China's facelifted Atlas Cross Sport. The Terramont X inherits the updates from the recently facelifted Terramont, further differentiating itself from the Atlas Cross Sport. Hilton Group's Hotel for Cars is better than most hotels for people. The full-service facility includes amenities ranging from condition checks to full restorations. Bentley restarts restoration work on the first-ever 1965 T-Series for its Heritage Collection. The T-Series was the first unibody Bentley, making it an important part of the company's history. Mitsubishi allows North American office employees to permanently work from home. That's cool. Unlike other companies, Mitsubishi requires exactly 0 days off in office. Sorry, it requires exactly 0 days of in-office activity. Mazda aiming for sales record by going all in on the American market. Mazda has set a goal of achieving 450,000 sales per year by 2026. Ford F-150 Lightning will apparently come with Tesla-like infotainment games. One of Ford's VPs teased a racing game and noted there will be cute games on the electric pickup. 2014 Camaro-based Pontiac Trans Am Hurst Edition is an intriguing 650-horsepower throwback. This Chevrolet Camaro SS-based Pontiac Trans Am knockoff is one of just 15 units. The GMC Hummer EV is attracting Audi, Porsche, and Tesla owners. Porsche owners too? I never would have guessed Porsche owners would have wanted a GMC Hummer of all vehicles. That just seems almost completely antithetical to what they like about Porsche. Approximately 23% of reservation holders have owned a premium electric vehicle from Audi, Porsche, or Tesla. New Yorkers cash in by reporting commercial drivers idling their vehicles, with one guy making $125,000. Snitching on an idling truck can get you a little bit, or in one instance, a ton of cash. Chevrolet Trax gets a reprieve. All new model will debut later this year. A Buick spokesperson also hinted at a redesigned Encore. Okay. Later this year. I wonder when specifically. You spy BMW testing a fleet of models including XM and 7 Series in South America. All of BMW's models being tested in South America were bathed in heavy camouflage. CarMax's used sales dropped due to falling customer confidence. Despite falling used car sales, CarMax's revenue spiked by 49% to $7.7 billion. Watch Ferrari put the new 296 GT3 racer through its paces at Fiorano. The upcoming Ferrari 296 GT3 race car will ditch the hybrid system of the road car. Lamborghini wants to be more socially acceptable with electrified range. Kind of the opposite of what Lamborghini is when you think about it, but as long as the styling's still there, I guess they can do that pretty easily. The automaker's appeal must extend to non-buyers as well as customers, says Lambo Boss. Renault Clio crashes under a Boeing 737 in Spanish airport. How? The Renault Clio driver forgot to apply the handbrake with the Super Mini rolling towards the plane. But where? It must have been a little runabout thing, because that's the only way I can imagine it being parked anywhere near an airstrip. Nissan partners with Tread Lightly for responsible off-road fun. Nissan will take on stewardship projects near its U.S. production facilities. That's something I'd imagine Jeep would do, if I'm honest. Because, I mean, how many people take their Nissans off-road, excluding Xterras. Xterras makes sense. Anything outside of that, not so much. Lamborghini and Audi recall some Huracans and R8s because a scale at the transmission shop lied. That scale determined how much fluid went into each gearbox, which resulted in cars running with less transmission fluid than they should. Oh boy. 2023 Toyota GR86 goes drifting with its two predecessors in latest commercial. The 30-second clip shows the GR86 drifting side by side with the GT86 and the iconic AE86 from the 80s. Automakers almost certain to be affected by a whole new trucker border crisis. This time, it's at the southern U.S. border next to Mexico. Is your opinion split over the 2024 Audi A6 e-tron split headlights? The production version of the 2021 concept spotted testing in Sweden at the Nürburgring. You spy the all-conquering BMW XM testing on the Autobahn. BMW XM will soon hit the market with a 750-horsepower hybrid V8. Suzuki's RAV4-based Across FEV gets small upgrades for 2022. Suzuki's RAV4 gets more standard equipment, including a faster 6-kilowatt onboard AC charger. You can now lease a Volkswagen in Germany from the comfort of your sofa. The carmaker adds that the service will move to other countries in the future. There won't be a BMW M7, but there might be a 700-plus horsepower i7 M70. The BMW i7 M70 could be the best thing this side of a full-blown M7. One-off Maserati Grissol has orange paint inspired by Mars. The Maserati Grissol mission from Mars also includes a number of unique interior parts. VW ID. Buzz AD prototype autonomously travels the streets of Munich, launch set for 2025. The VW ID. Buzz AD features 14 cameras, 11 radar sensors, and 5 LiDAR sensors. Toyota confirms new GR Supra variant with Hallelujah manual gearbox. The Japanese sports car is finally getting the 6-speed manual gearbox purists have been craving. Volkswagen recalls 2018 to 2021 Tiguan because the rear spoiler might fall off, which means you might lose some non-existent downforce. The new spoiler will be identical to the old one, but will be installed using the correct instructions. Team Fordzilla P1 gets a new lick of reflective orange paint. I'm pretty sure it's just a concept rendering, not a real car. This is the fifth color change for the gaming-inspired concept car by Ford. Oh, okay, so it is actually a Ford. The ID.4 leads to Volkswagen Group's EV sales that are up 65% in Q1 of 2022. Volkswagen sold 99,100 electric vehicles through its many brands in the first 3 months of 2022. California man says Tesla Model 3 froze, leaving him stuck at 83 miles per hour on the freeway. That is terrifying. Okay, A, you were speeding, my guy. Like, if that doesn't get you a ticket in your mailbox, I don't know what will. The driver claims his Model 3 signals hazards and accelerator pedal failed while he was driving at 83 miles per hour. Oof! Lotus Elatree configurator goes live, show us how you spec the brand's first SUV. The Elatree configurator allows you to choose between 6 exterior colors, 2 wheel finishes, and 4 interior styles. Ram planning to show off concept version of all-electric 1500 pickup this year. Ram will gauge public reaction to the concept when it's making the production version of the electric pickup. California proposal unveils timeline to phase out new gasoline car sales by 2035. The proposed rule sets out lofty goals for the state's new car sales requirements. Fake press release claiming Tesla brought lithium miners sends company stock soaring. Several Tesla fans promoted the fake story on their social media accounts. I am not at all surprised by that. By that. Mercedes EQXX puts range anxiety to rest, covering 626 miles with a single charge in real-life conditions. After the impressive stunt, the concept still had a remaining range of 140 kilometers or 87 miles with a 15% battery charge level. BMW Motorrad teamed up with some of Canada's best builders on 3 custom R18 bikes. Tattoos, dragsters, and cafe racers served as inspiration for these custom motorcycles. Lamborghini records best ever Q1 sales in 2022. Urus accounts for half of them. Not at all surprised. Every month, the orders we take outstrip our output, says Lamborghini CEO. Bugatti customer goes to the factory with family, leaves with 8 cars. One unnamed customer recently left the factory with 6 baby Bugatti 2s, a Chiron, and a Veyron. They're still making the Veyron? Please tell me Bugatti is not pulling a Pagani and, oh, the Veyron's gonna die, except if you pay us a crap ton of money and have a special one-off version. That's probably how that goes. The EV Armageddon is coming. Which ICE models would you save in Noah's Ark? Dodge Viper, Dodge Viper, Dodge Juicing Viper, although it's already dead, so. Dodge Challenger, Dodge Challenger, Dodge Juicing Challenger. From family hatches to sedans to trucks, SUVs and performance cars, show us what you'd pick to save. 2023 Range Rover Velar gains Performance HST Edition with 300, or in British, HST Edition with 395 horsepower straight six. The HST Edition is available on the Velar for the first time, offering new straight six power and sporty exterior touches. Everati teams up with Singer Design's Secret Helper to bring electric Porsche 911 conversions to USA.
UK-based Everardi is relying on Aria Group's experience with Singer and Radford to help meet growing US demand. Movies, Cards, and Cardio are all VW's Shanghai factory workers can do amid lockdown. Movies, cards, like game? Card games? The combination of idle production and surging coronavirus cases means employees can neither work nor return home. That is so sad. Really, really a travesty. Fiat partners with Tenor Adria Bocelli, hopefully I got that right, and JBL for special edition 500 La Prima. This is the best sounding 500 money can buy, with the new range topper coming packed with features. Honda kills Inside, confirms Civic Hybrid and new 2023 CR-V Hybrid for US this year. Production of Inside Hybrid will end in June, but no exact time frame given for arrival of electrified Civic. New Jaguar XK European Restomod coming with a gorgeous alloy body and improved performance. The Restomod project has improved the original recipe, creating the perfect Sunday driver for £550,000. So if you can afford it, right, if you can afford it, yeah, totally. VinFast launches usage-based battery leasing for VF8 and VF9 models. The Vietnamese automaker announced US pricing for its battery lease program and its EVs. Toyota GR Corolla chief engineer reveals more details about the hottest hatch of the year. The new GR Corolla is much more than just a fast Toyota. Tesla customers still paying for Model X 2 years after returning it. More than 2 years after taking back the Model X from a customer, Tesla still refuses to repay him. Toyota is turning its legendary crown sedan into an SUV. That sucks. And it's coming to the US, report says. Hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and EV models are being planned for Japan, China, and the US starting in 2023. 2023 GMC Canyon teased an off-road-focused AT4X guise will debut this summer. The new Canyon AT4X will combine luxury with off-road prowess. Renault's hydrogen concept teased again will debut on May 19th. The latest concept from Renault will debut at the Change Now 2022 event in Paris. Sleeper, a twin-turbo Callaway Corvette, will confuse challengers at red lights. This stock-looking twin-turbo Corvette delivers 382 horsepower from its twin-turbo 5.7-liter V8, and if you're wondering, this is a C4 twin-turbo Corvette. Boutique manufacturer Touchek, hopefully I got that right, opens orders for its TS900 Apex hypercar, hybrid hypercar. The company claims the TS900 is the lightest hybrid hypercar on sale today, and you know what? It very well could be. Ford is launching the F-150 Lightning truck in less than 2 weeks. Ford will conduct the official launch of the F-150 Lightning on April 26, 1:30 p.m. EST. That is going to be it for this segment, though. I will see you all after the break.
While we take this short and elevator musicless break, sorry, I would like to inform you all that there is more CCC content for you to enjoy. For articles, videos, polls, quizzes, posts about the podcast, and even a little bit more, please head on over to my all-new Cody's Car Conundrum website. With a whole new design and all my content in one place, the new Cody's Car Conundrum website is the home of everything I do with CCC. Just go to codyscarconundrum.com to devour even more car-based content.
Alrighty, let's get into some of the news articles in a little bit greater depth, starting with the Hilton Group's Hotel for Cars. Luxury and performance cars of all ages will be welcome at Hilton Car Storage, a new 5-star concierge-style facility for vehicle storage and more. Although this isn't the kind of hotel that you typically associate with the name, it will offer pretty much the same level of luxury for vehicles as the real Hilton Hotel Group does for people. The 7,500-square-foot facility is located on a 100,000-square-foot lot in Bishop's Stortford, Herefordshire, I'm probably butchering that, in the UK. Just like a luxury hotel, Hilton Car Storage will offer excellent amenities, and as soon as the vehicle arrives, it's treated like royalty, with complimentary valet service. Clients can choose a plan that involves on-site maintenance tailored to the specific needs of the vehicle, whether that means a periodic condition check or a full service. The 3-story facility features state-of-the-art safety systems, such as 24/7 CCTV monitoring, and is fully ambient temperature and humidity controlled to perfectly preserve the condition of every vehicle inside. The Hilton Group is also part of the Hilton and Moss Restoration, which offers full restoration services for vehicles, as well as race car preparations and MOT certifications. This connection allows clients to have their vehicles professionally restored as part of the service, with anything from restoration work and bodywork repair to intricate detailing and ceramic coating. But it doesn't stop there, as the Hilton Group can even deliver customer vehicles to any specified location, including racetracks and for motoring holidays abroad. The concierge concierge service can have the vehicle ready for whatever the client desires, anywhere they desire. Prices for the services were not disclosed, but we're willing to bet that if you have to ask, you can't afford it. Still, wouldn't it be nice to drop off your car and have it fully restored and delivered to you for your next vacation? Yes, that would be amazing. Next, we got the Lambo and Audi recall. A handful of Audi R8 and Lamborghini Huracan supercars might be out there running around with less transmission fluid than they should have. In response, both brands are recalling affected cars so that they can top the fluids off properly. Thankfully, less than 20 total cars were affected by this strange misstep caused by a faulty scale. When most of us get an oil change completed at a shop, the tech often uses a large container that gets filled with new oil to the exact level required for the vehicle in question. In an automotive manufacturing plant, people are taken out of the equation, and instead of a person watching to see exactly how much fluid is added, a scale is used to accurately measure fluid. In the case of this recall, the scale used to determine the correct amount of transmission fluid for 9 Lamborghini Huracans and 8 Audi R8s was faulty. As a result, those cars ended up with less fluid in their gearbox than is required. To fix it, both brands' technicians will check the cars in question and correct the level if necessary. Kind of surprised they might not have to, you know, replace the transmission as well if it's that worn, but whatever. Aside from simply not lubricating the parts properly and damaging the clutch, both recalls mention the possibility that due to the low oil level, a transmission fluid leak could take place and increase the risk of a fire. Sounds weird that less fluid could result in a leak, right? Well, according to the recall documents, when operating the vehicle in a racetrack environment, more likely than not pretty rare for owners of these cars, this issue can possibly lead to generation of oil foam that could exit through the breather valve and create the risk of a fire. So yes, a lack of oil could end up leaking as it could get so hot, since there's not enough of it, that it foams and spills out. Lamborghini does note that this would be an extreme case though. The recall includes 2020 to 2022 Huracan Evo and 2022 Huracan STO models, the 2021 to 2022 Audi R8 Coupe, and the 22 R8 Spider. So if you own one of those, maybe you should check with your local dealer that if you're affected, to see if you're affected. Lamborghini reports that a warning should pop up in the dash if your clutch slips, while letters will be mailed to all affected parties by June 3rd, 2022 at the latest. Next, funnily enough actually, we have another VAG recall, this time for Volkswagen. VW recalls 2018 to 2021 Tiguans because the rear spoiler might fall off. More than 6,500 Volkswagen Tiguans are being recalled because it's possible that the rear spoiler might actually fly off of the car while it's going down the road. That's because the method used to attach the spoiler is simply inefficient to hold them on properly. Volkswagen noticed an upward trend in warranty claims regarding the spoiler in November of 2021 and began the process to figure out what was causing it. By March 30th, the brand decided to conduct a recall of 6,553 vehicles, all built between 2018 and 2021. Of course, we're talking about a VW Tiguan, not a serious performance machine, so it's not like losing the spoiler will do anything to diminish the performance. It does, however, pose a safety threat to others on the road who might encounter said spoiler after it's departed from the vehicle. A very diplomatic way of saying, fell the hell off. According to Volkswagen, the spoiler was never part of a standard production trim, but was instead an optional accessory. That might explain why the total number of vehicles involved is fairly low compared to many other major recalls. If you bought a Tiguan recently and asked for the spoiler, you might have been disappointed to be told that it was unavailable. That's because when VW noticed the issue, they issued a warning to stop installing it as of November 19th, 2021. As of April 6, 2022, Volkswagen knows of 42 related claims, but none have been filed since December 2021. Affected cars will have the spoiler replaced at no cost to owners. According to the company, the recalled part is identical to the new part, but the recall remedy component can be distinguished from the recalled component because it is installed using the correct installation instructions. Another line mentions possible poor adhesion, so it sounds like there may not be hard fixtures holding this wing on. It's not a wing, it's a spoiler. Volkswagen issued a similar recall for 2,627 Tiguans in Australia. Australia, mate. And blamed the spoiler detachment on deviations in the bonding process. If you're concerned that you might own an affected Tiguan, you can contact VW customer service or wait for a letter which should be on its way by June 3rd, 2022. And now we're going to be talking about that Team Fordzilla P1, mostly because I've never heard of this thing before and I'm really curious to learn more about it. The Team Fordzilla P1 concept was unveiled back in 2020 as a virtual racer that was later realized in a full-size prototype, but Ford keeps working on it. The latest evolution of the vehicle is introducing a one-off paint designed to satisfy the gaming community, which was a part of the P1's development. The reflective orange paint is the fifth color change for the Fordzilla P1 project, replacing the previous fluorescent yellow livery. Ford admitted there are currently no plans to use this special paint finish on production vehicles, which is understandable since it wouldn't really make sense on mainstream models. The only Ford that would look acceptable in the reflective orange would be the GT supercar, thanks to its exotic design cues. I disagree, the Ford Mustang would be insane in this color. As noted by Boris Furko, hopefully I got your name right, Team Fordzilla, P1 design lead, the unique paint was an experimental process we wanted to try, hoping that gamers will enjoy trying to capture themselves in it, thanks to its highly reflective nature. Finally, the orange is a nod to Netherlands, where the concept will debut. More specifically, the upgraded Team Fordzilla P1 will make its first public appearance at a special event in Alkmaar, Netherlands, hopefully I got that name right, hosted by Ford and Race Square. Gamers who will attend the event will be able to see the concept in person and take a seat inside the cabin. Mind you, the concept was transformed last year into a gaming simulator and live streaming platform with the addition of an HPZ 4 workstation featuring an NVIDIA RTX A6000 48GB graphics card and an HP Reverb G2 VR headset. As far as the looks, it reminds me of an early 2010s Hot Wheels, and I have the Hot Wheels that this reminds me of, but I just don't know the name of it. I really don't. I'm sorry. You know that Ford Cyclops, I don't know if it was called the Cyclops, but you know that 90s Ford concept that was kind of open wheel, at least at the front, and had that Cyclops arrangement, like that X-Men Cyclops, where it had that single beam headlight at the front? This kind of, it almost feels like reminiscent of that to me, though it looks very, very different. It's very much like Gran Turismo Vision car to me. If Ford wanted to make a Le Mans Gran Turismo Vision car, that's very much what this looks like. Very, very cool. I might have to make an article about how similar that looks to my Hot Wheels. Have to do that soon. Next, we have a little bit more information, actually, about the GR Corolla. Let's get into it. The new GR Corolla hot hatch is causing such a buzz that one dealer offered our editor-in-chief, Car Scoop's editor-in-chief, not me, a guaranteed allotment of $10,000 over sticker. And with that kind of hype, it better be one hell of a driver's car. Thankfully, from everything its chief designer is saying, it sounds like it really will be. Speaking to Car and Driver, Nayuki Sakamoto, hopefully I got your name right, was adamant that this new Corolla has very little in common with the rest of the lineup. That includes a giant grille that he says is huge compared to a stock Corolla. I think he's right about that. And an all-wheel drive system that is totally unique to this vehicle here in the States. He also says that it was developed through racing from our rally series and that it'll offer a lot of acceleration control in different conditions. That sounds like a recipe for success, considering that he also revealed a total weight for the circuit edition of just 3,200 pounds or 1,451 kilograms. Toyota increased boost and fuel to get the additional power, 300 horsepower, 223 kilowatts versus 268 horsepower or 199 kilowatts in its smaller brother, the GR Yaris, out of this tiny three-cylinder engine. They also beefed up the structure of the Corolla so that it can handle the additional power. The chassis is reinforced, 349 more welds, and 2.7 meters more sealant, more glue. The floor is different in the back from stock to make room for the differential. We also moved the battery from the front to the back for better weight distribution, says Sakamoto. Of course, the Circuit Edition also gets a forged carbon fiber roof panel, which the designer says came down to lower costs and the cool look that it provides. According to him, development actually started all the way back in 2018, which is before the GR Yaris. That's the same general time when they announced the GR Supersport concept, which was also in varying forms of development before reportedly being shelved last year. So it might be safe to say that the GR Yaris, because the GR Yaris came after this, allegedly, the GR Yaris actually benefited from the GR Corolla, not the other way around. Why did the GR Yaris come out first? Smaller vehicle. While another monster hypercar would have been cool, we're a bit more excited at the idea of a seriously excellent driver's car at an affordable price point. Hopefully, Toyota has little trouble selling through the 6,600 units it has planned for the country. That is going to be it for this segment, though. I will see you all after the break. Alrighty, everyone, final segment. And before we get into the headlines, there's an article. I don't remember if I talked about it in a previous podcast, so we're going to talk about it here. Subaru BRZ concept race car testing synthetic carbon neutral fuels in Japan. So now Subaru's getting in on the Synthylene, on the e-fuel train, much like Porsche. Let's dive in. Several automakers from Japan and from all over the world have turned to synthetic fuels in a quest to keep internal combustions alive in the zero emissions era, with Subaru being amongst them. The Japanese company announced its participation in the Super Taikyu, hopefully I got that right, I probably didn't, series Series 2022 in Japan with a specifically modified BRZ using carbon-neutral fuel. Motorsports is the best field to test new technologies. Thus, the Subaru BRZ CNF concept by Team SDA Engineering will join the grid in Suzuka on March 19th and 20th. According to Subaru, more than 100 engineers from its technology headquarters participated in the development of the technology in the vehicle, which will be used for testing and training purposes. Well, considering it's well after that now, I'll have to see if there was an update on how the car did. In order to be compatible with the new fuel, the engine of the Subaru BRZ CNF concept received minor modifications. Other changes include the addition of a roll cage and other safety equipment that is required for racing. Finally, the special livery is using blue, symbolizing the passion of Subaru engineers, and green, symbolizing the carbon-neutral fuel, on a white body with racing stickers. The carbon-neutral fuel is made from carbon dioxide, hydrogen, and non-edible biomass. While the fuel is used in the race car is not strictly carbon-neutral as suggested by its name, it can be since its ingredients can be made using renewable energy, while manufacturing and transportation could happen with zero emissions. The fuel matches the Japanese Industrial Standards, JIS, for gasoline, but it will have close to zero carbon dioxide emissions, similar to what Toyota is saying about its own experimental hydrogen-powered motor. Such a solution would allow the internal combustion engine to continue evolving while helping the automaker achieve the much-anticipated carbon neutrality. Alrighty, back to some headlines and sub-headlines. 6,000-mile 1994 Chevrolet Impala SS is a 1990s super sedan survivor. The full-size bow-tie hot rod came from the factory with a Corvette LT1 V8. Hyundai expands recall of Accents and Elantras with seatbelt pretensioners that could explode. What? A recall involved seatbelt pretensioners that have injured 3 people is being expanded yet again. New Genesis X Speedium Coupe debuts as a stylish electric GT concept. Besides unveiling the coupe concept, Genesis has begun accepting reservations for the GV60. Tesla Model 3 driver hits throttle instead of brake pedal and almost plummets into a harbor. The Tesla Model 3 came to a rest on some sharp rocks, probably damaging its under tray. Oh, you bet it damaged its under tray. That's not even a question. VinFast partners with Electrify America to offer plug and charge access to charging network. Once payment is set up, all drivers will have to do is plug in their EV. The app does the rest. Early discovery of 2023 Lexus RZ 450e shows two-tone edition. Early discovery. So it's on the Discovery Channel? That's interesting. A two-tone edition of the upcoming Lexus RZ 450e electric car has made an early appearance. Deus Vane, whatever, is an electric hypercar with over 2,200 horsepower that's limited to 99 units. Deliveries of this Austrian hypercar are expected to begin in 2025. Hongyi LS7, hopefully I got that right, is a larger-than-life Cadillac Escalade rival from China. The Hongyi LS7 is designed for those looking for Rolls-Royce style at a lower price. Genesis trademarked X-Speedium Coupe name could be for an electric sports car. Could this be the production name for the Genesis X-Coupe concept that was released last year? We'll have to wait and see. Watch the 2023 BMW 7 Series and i7 electric sedan debut here on April 20th at 8 a.m. EST. Hyundai Ioniq 5 named 2022 World Car of the Year and World Electric Car. EVs dominated this year's World Car Awards, with the Audi e-tron GT, Mercedes EQS, and Hyundai Ioniq 5 taking top honors. Ferrari teases new model for April 19th. Could it be the 296 Spider? We've seen the drop-top version of Ferrari's hybrid supercar testing before, and we think this might be that. Let's get into that recall now, though, before I forget. Hyundai is recalling 6,240, kind of low on the major recall front here. I mean, it's major, but it's not in terms of volume at the very least. But as far as recalls from major automakers go, we've had a few lately because the VW and now this, they were pretty low volume. Is recalling 6,200, oh wait, no, hold up, I might have spoke too soon. Hyundai is recalling 6,240 additional vehicles made between 2020 and 2022 because of a pyrotechnic seatbelt pretensioner that could explode in an accident and send shrapnel flying through the cabin. The latest recall affects 2020 Hyundai Accents made between February 28th and April 4th, 2020, as well as 2021 to 2022 Elantras made between February 24th and July 15th, 2021. These models are fitted with seatbelt pretensioners that aren't working properly. At the time At the time the recall notice was filed by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or the NHTSA, also known as NHTSA, the cause of the abnormal deployment of the pretensioner remained unknown. Hyundai is effecting a recall anyway, and will analyze the pretensioners it removes to learn more. Whatever the root cause of the fault, the result is that the pyrotechnic-type pretensioners could explode in the case of an accident, sending shrapnel flying through the cabin, which may injure occupants. It probably will. Look at Takata. Unfortunately, that happened on September 15th, 2021, when a Hyundai Elantra occupant was injured by shrapnel to the leg after an accident. That's when the automaker and NHTSA were alerted and the latter asked for the former to investigate. Although the root of the issue is unknown, the safety regulator opted to recall all pretensioners produced within a suspected lot. Since then, the number of vehicles recalled has been increased, and two more injuries have been caused by faulty parts, one more in the US and another in Singapore. Hyundai will notify the owners of the vehicles included in this specific recall on May 31st. They will be asked to bring their vehicle in for inspection in Hyundai dealerships, where a technician will replace the seatbelt pretensioners where necessary. So it was Accents, it was Hyundai Accents and Elantras. Okay. Back to some headlines. These are the Halo doors we've always wanted for the Ford Bronco. Remember when the JL Wrangler came out and they were saying that you'd be able to get a certain door as an option and it would have glass in it so you could kind of look down? Or the McLaren Senna arrangement where half the door, bottom half is glass? They're basically talking about that for the Ford Bronco. Since Ford won't make them, Anderson Composites has stepped in to give Bronco owners what they want. Honda HR-V and DS4 score 4 stars in Euro NCAP. Dacia Jogger gets only 1. There were no 5-star performers for the second round of the 2022 Euro NCAP ratings in standard form. 2023 Mercedes-AMG CLE spied at the Nürburgring showing its fast bits. But we can't be sure if this is the 53 or 63 variant. It is definitely an AMG badge CLE. Austin Healey returns in WrestleMod form by Catton with a $600,000 price tag. The reborn Roadster goes in limited production of 25 units, hand-built by Catton in Coventry, UK. Vuya Dreamer, hopefully I got that name right, goes on sale in China as the world's quickest minivan. The fully electric version of the Vuya Dreamer is a real sleeper, accelerating from 0 to 62 miles per hour in 5.9 seconds. That's actually kind of brisk, like that's not bad. Acura admits defeat in China, leaves market after just 6 years. It's just the latest brand to prove that selling in the Chinese market is not a cakewalk. Seatbelts in nearly 15,000 Range Rovers might not work properly in an accident. The recall campaign affects the 2016 to 2017 Range Rover and Range Rover Sport. Chevy V8-powered 412 pickup is a Ferrari to make purists puke. Upcoming Puro Sagna crossover doesn't seem so offensive after this hideous hatchet job. Hyundai Santa Fe Hybrid and Genesis GV70 EV to be built in the U.S. Hyundai will build the Santa Fe Hybrid at its Alabama plant starting in October 2022. Vancouver proposes $10,000 penalty for gas stations and parking lots without EV chargers. The Canadian city thinks the annual fee will spread up the rollout of chargers and the take-up of electric vehicles. Mini launches two-door Cooper S Resolute Edition starts at $35,900. That's quite a lot. The green and bronze special edition honors the Mini brand's sporting past. Jay Leno smitten by Louis Chiron's 1931 Bugatti Type 53, the original race car for the road. The iconic pre-war Bugatti race car was rebodied in 1937 with a gorgeous grand touring body. When I read bodied, my mind immediately went to, oh no, was it crashed? Jaguar debuts 2 inline 6 mild hybrid engines for F-Pace with up to 395 horsepower in the UK. Both diesel and gasoline engines feature a 48-volt mild hybrid system with 33 miles of range. First production 2023 Chevrolet Corvette Z06 convertible sells for $1 million. The auction was for a good cause as all proceeds from the sale will go towards charity. And now let's dive into that Range Rover recall. The owners of 14,812 Range Rovers made between 2016 and 2017 may want to keep an eye out for a recall notice related to their SUV seatbelts. That's because the emergency locking retractors in their vehicles might not work, compromising the efficacy of their seatbelts in an accident. Land Rover must specifically recall 5,553 Range Rovers and 9,249 Range Rover Sports made between April 9th and October 17th, 2016. This may sound familiar to some because Land Rover has already recalled these vehicles for the same reason, but it found that its service instructions contained a mistake. meaning that the vehicles have to be called back to be checked again. The problem relates to the safety belt assembly of the driver's seat, whose emergency locking retractors aren't to spec. That means that the part might not lock off at the correct G-force level, which could impact the operation of the seatbelt and make it less effective in an accident, increasing the risk of injury. Owners will be notified of the issue starting on June 3rd, 2022. Why is everyone going for June 3rd and 6th? And will be asked to bring their vehicle into their nearest service center for inspection. There, a technician will inspect the seatbelt assembly and, where necessary, will replace it with a new part that meets spec free of charge. That is going to be it for this weekly news roundup, though I hope you all enjoyed. If you did, please make sure to like the episode, share the episode, and follow the podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, please like, comment, share, and consider subscribing. And if you do subscribe, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Please make sure you hit the little notification bell and then all notifications that way you're notified every time I upload. If you want to listen to this podcast on the road, but you don't have the Podbean mobile app, hey, not a problem. Boot up wherever you get your podcast, type in Cody's Car Conundrum, and then choose the episode you want to listen to. I will see you all next time. You've just listened to me probably ramble about some cars, if I'm being honest. If you've enjoyed me passionately talking about lumps of metal on wheels, then why don't you follow me on Twitter at CodyCar, CONUNDRM, or check out my website, www.codyscarconundrum.com, for articles and other car-related content. If you have any questions or would like to become a sponsor, send an email to drtaffy777@gmail.com and put sponsor in the subject line. Make sure to follow me here or any other platform so you don't miss out on more full throttle content. Thanks for listening. I'll see you all in the next episode.